We highlight some big performances as teams hit the holidays and let you know how you can catch all the action from the hardwood. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan's Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports.
Granberry will go up, get his layup, found a wide open lane, and takes opportunity and gets 2 points for the Dragons tonight.
Malachi Granberry wanted the ISO there and took his guy right to the hoop, finishes with a nice little English on the layup.
That was Lyndon Potter and Daniel Babcock from Lake Orion High School on the call during Friday's 44-36 Troy Athens win over the Dragons. Each week, dozens of basketball games, both girls and boys, are available to watch live via the NFHS Network. You can subscribe to the network for $10.99 a month by going to nfhsnetwork.com. Once the basketball postseason starts, the NFHS Network is the only place that you can watch live streams of districts, regionals, quarterfinals, and semifinals. The finals will once again be carried live on Valley Sports Detroit. Game balls this week go to Richland Gull Lake's Tyler Corstange. The senior hit 8 triples and scored 33 points in a 78-75 overtime win over Kalamazoo Central. The loss was Central's first at home to a league opponent since February 11, 2014. The win moved Gull Lake to 3-0 this season. Dundee wrestler Casey Swiderski. Casey won the Division III title at 145 pounds a year ago, but moved up to the 160-pound class for the Monroe County Sheriff's Invitational, which he won by a 13-6 count over Bedford's Raleigh Denker. Denker was ranked number one in the state at that weight. And to Plymouth Christian Academy's Anna Fernandez and Standish Sterling's Macy Fegan. Both went over 1,000 career points. Fernandez did it 2 weeks ago in a win over Schoolcraft. Fegan, who is just a junior, went over a grand in a win over St. Louis.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
You'll hear a crowd scream over and back anytime the ball is first touched in the backcourt by the team last in possession of the ball. But it isn't as simple as that. Correctly referred to as a backcourt violation, there are three key elements that must first occur. The team must have team control while on the court. The team must be the last to touch the ball in the front court. The team must be the first to touch the ball in the backcourt. One way a backcourt violation can occur is when a dribbler establishes 3 points, the ball in 2 feet, in the front court, and then retreats to the backcourt. There are also a number of exceptions to this rule that apply to jump balls, throw-ins, and when a player is making a defensive play. And remember that it's not always as easy to call as it appears.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. Schools in the Oakland Activities Association, Kensington Lakes Activities Association, and Catholic High School League have designated February as Oxford Strong Month. They're asking as many schools across Michigan as possible to participate in a show of support for Oxford on February 4th and during other Oxford Strong events throughout the month. Working with the official MHSAA merchandise vendor, EA Graphics, and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association, Oxford Strong shirts will be available, with the profits from those sales being donated back to the Oxford community. Schools or individuals can order shirts by going to supportoxfordstrong.com. Oxford is a member of the OAA, and fellow OAA member Lake Orion has stepped up to assist the Oxford swimming and diving team. Since students at Oxford are still not allowed back into the school, Lake Orion has allowed them to use their pool for practice, and the Michigan Interscholastic Swim Coaches Association has organized getting them the equipment they need, things like suits, goggles, caps, snorkels, kickboards, and fins. You can read more about how schools are supporting Oxford High School at secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.